You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 43 of the Doing English Podcast, or rather, I should say, the Doing English Rant. I've decided to change the name of this podcast slightly from the Doing English Podcast, which, let's face it, is a bit of a boring name, to the Doing English Weekly Rant. Now, this is partly a play on words from the newsletter I call the daily email that I send out, the Doing English Daily Newsletter. So I thought, hey, why not have a Doing English Weekly Rant? Because that's basically what these podcasts are. It's just a chance for me to rant. The difference between these podcast episodes and the lessons I make, the lessons and the programs and the courses and everything like that that I make in Doing English Plus, especially, and other premium Doing English courses, the main difference is that these podcast episodes are completely uncut, mostly unplanned. This is Julian, raw and uncut. I just start the microphone, start the camera, and go for it. I don't do that with the premium lessons because the kind of content that we're covering there needs a lot of planning. I put hours and hours and hours of preparation into each lesson. Everything is carefully planned and carefully edited so that you guys can use those lessons and learn as much as you possibly can, as effectively and quickly as you possibly can. I couldn't do that if I were to just do them unplanned. But hey, for the podcast, this is a free podcast. This is my chance to have a rant. So there we go. What are we going to be talking about this week? This week, I've got some items of news to share with you. And I also want to talk a little bit about a very big mistake that I see intermediate and advanced English learners making, something which I think really holds them back in terms of their English progress. First of all, though, let's take a look at some of the news. If you're watching the video version of this podcast, you'll see in the background that I've got my Christmas decorations up. Yeah, take a look. What do you think? Pretty snazzy, eh? I'm not a very festive person, to be perfectly honest. I don't really get that excited about holidays and Christmas and things like that. So that is the limit of my Christmas decorations. Obviously, if you're listening to the audio-only podcast version of this podcast, that didn't even make sense, did it? The podcast version of this podcast. If you're only listening to the audio, you can't see my Christmas decorations, which means you are missing out. That's a special bonus just for the people watching the video. Actually, to be honest, the only reason I bothered to put these up is because this week's Doing English Plus community theme. Every month I change the cover art and I add a new theme. Last month was Run, because I ran the Quartor half marathon. The month before that was Rain, because it just rained pretty much for the entire month. This month is Party, and I needed a good photograph to go up, so we made it look like a bit of a party scene, and we took a cool picture. Members, if you haven't already seen that, head over to the community and take a look. We took quite a few pictures just to get that one picture right, but it came out really nicely. Party. Why is this week's Doing English Plus theme party, by the way? Well, it is December, and as is often the case in Japan, I have about 100 Boninkai to go to this month. 100 is obviously an extreme exaggeration. It's actually about 4 or 5, but to me it feels like 100. Boninkai is, I guess, what you would call the Japanese style of New Year's party, although it's just a New Year's party. In England, America, I guess Europe, well, Western countries especially, I guess most people are into Christmas parties and things at the moment. In Japan, Christmas is not a big deal. Christmas isn't even a holiday. In fact, in Japan, Christmas is actually celebrated pretty much on Christmas Eve. And it's pretty much just a cute an excuse for young couples to go on dates, and that's it. Christmas is not a big deal, but New Year's, however, is a huge deal. And people don't have Christmas parties as such, they have New Year's parties. And I've got quite a few to go to this year. Obviously, ones with friends, and then I guess there'll be family at some point, but that doesn't really count as a Borning kind, does it? It's just a family event. I've got, you know, a couple with friends, but then there are this, like, the research group that I'm a part of is going to have its own New Year's party. Then there's, you know, business contacts, other people that I know. I've got a couple of business ones, actually, a couple with different groups of friends. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. When I say party, I guess a lot of people imagine, like, these wild parties, drinking and then dancing to, you know, heavy techno music or something like that. I'm a little bit too old for that. My parties, it's more just me and my mates sitting in the pub, having a beer, complaining about how cold it is outside and talking about what we've been doing in our research recently. It's not quite the wild party that I'm sure a lot of people imagine. But hey, it's good fun. It's good fun. It's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing in that it's extremely tiring. I'm not much of a party animal. I like to go out for a beer occasionally. When I do go out for a beer, sometimes I have quite a few beers. One beer is very rarely just one beer. A beer is usually about 10. But I don't like to go out doing that too often. And this month, I'm at 4 or 5 times in a month, to be honest, is it's a little bit old. I've been a little bit much. I feel a little bit old for that sort of thing now. But hey, whatever. 2017, you know, I really just like it when people at the end of the year completely shift their focus and say, oh, I'm going to do all these great things in 2017, ignoring the fact that they've still got weeks of 2016 left. But I have huge, big plans for 2017. January 28th, Tokyo, I'm going to be doing the first ever live Doing English seminar. It's going to be called LKC Squared. The LKC triangle is something that I talk about a lot in my courses and in the upcoming Doing English book. If you don't know what the LKC triangle is, check. I'm going to be talking about it a little bit more in a future podcast episode, I think. LKC Squared. We're basically going to be going over the things that you need to speak a language well, but then taking it further. We don't want you to just speak English well. We want you to be the best of the best of the best as far as English speakers go. That's going to be the first live seminar. Like I said, it's going to be January 28th. It's going to be in Tokyo. I haven't decided the location yet. It's going to cost 15,000 yen for the open registration. I guess that's, what, about £140. But Doing English Plus members will get free tickets. So if you are not a Doing English Plus member, you've been thinking of becoming a member, and you are in Tokyo and want to make it to that seminar, I would highly recommend you join the Doing English Plus program. Of course, if you really don't want to do that, you can join via the open registration as well. I'll be talking about that more in coming podcasts and in the Doing English Daily newsletter, I am sure. Other news, 2017, I mean, apart from doing that seminar, I'm actually going to be doing a seminar in Ottawa, Canada, and another one in London. I actually have to prepare all of that, which I haven't done yet. The reason why I'm going to be doing one in Canada is because I'm actually going to be going to Canada for a couple of weeks in February to study ERP, which is, put simply, basically a type of neuroscience. It's how we study language, putting sensors onto people's heads, basically, and scanning their brain waves, and we can learn a lot about that. I'm going there to learn to participate in an intensive workshop for ERP and learn about neuroscience, because in March, April, May, June, I am all set to go to China for a few months to actually conduct my own ERP research, basically testing the materials and things that I design that we use in Doing English Plus, using that kind of brain scanning technology. I'm very, very excited about that. Then not long after that, I'm actually going to be flying to London probably for most of a month to go to and attend several conferences. 2017 is set to be an extremely busy year, and I'm probably going to be away from home for about half of the year. Now, this means that I'm going to be a lot busier next year than normal, and I still have to do all the things that I normally do, research activities, writing, my PhD. I'm in the final year of my PhD now, so that's busy, busy, busy. Then there's Doing English and all the courses and the lessons I do, and I've decided that I just don't have time to run two main courses, courses alongside the main program next year. This year, 2016, I did a lot of courses for Doing English, two-step speaking among them. Next year, I'm not going to do any courses, including two-step speaking. I've decided 2017, everything is going to be done within Doing English Plus, within a single membership. It just makes my life so much easier. So the good news is, if you're already a Doing English Plus member, basically all anything that I do next year, you're going to have access to within your Doing English Plus membership. It also means if you're not a Doing English Plus member and you've been thinking of joining, now is a really good time, because I'm probably going to need to put the price of the subscription up at some point. Once we get a certain number of members, it gets harder and harder to manage. So once we hit a certain number of members, I'm going to be putting the price up. So you have been warned. I'm very excited about everything to come. I'm working my ass off at the moment, basically preparing for my trips and things next year, for my research projects and for all the, you know, Doing English Plus lessons, content, all the interviews and the training sessions that I do in Doing English Plus. I'm working like crazy at the moment to get all that set up. But hey, that's how I like to work. It's very exciting stuff. One big mistake that I see English learners making at the intermediate to advanced level, and I see this again and again and again. A few years ago, I had a student in Tokyo, a face-to-face student. I went to a cafe every week and did a lesson with her. She was a very, very high English level. She had a very high TOEIC score. Is what I should say, actually. And she was very proud of her English. She'd studied really hard to get the score that she got. And she was planning to go off to the UK to live in Edinburgh. However, although she had this very high TOEIC score, it was in the late 800s. It was about 860, 863, I think it was. Although she had this very high TOEIC score, she actually couldn't speak English at all. And when she did speak English, it was actually almost impossible to understand what she was saying. And this was a huge problem, because she was planning to go to Edinburgh and she wanted to go there and study. She was trying to get into a place in Edinburgh University. But she was really worried about her speaking skills. And the problem was that she had in her head this idea that a lot of people seem to think. And to her, she was already intermediate to advanced in English. Therefore, to improve in her English, what she had to do was learn more high-level vocabulary, more high-level grammar constructions. So she would go out and she'd learn all of these words, this vocabulary that most native speakers don't understand, and these rare grammar constructions that nobody actually uses most of the time. And when she was speaking, she would sound quite convoluted. She would make these very long, very complex sentences that use these really over-the-top, difficult words that I didn't know what they were supposed to mean. Now, all words are used somewhere, and this high-level, difficult vocabulary does get used somewhere, but the things that she was trying to express were very simple, everyday topics, everyday conversation topics. And there was this huge mismatch between the language that she was trying to use and the things that she was actually trying to talk about. Now, I see this all the time, and especially now I mostly teach online via Doing English Plus and, you know, things like this podcast. I'm forever hearing from people, oh, I don't speak English very well. I just need to learn more vocabulary. I just need to learn more high-level grammar. That's what's going to make me sound fluent, like a native speaker in English. But that's wrong. English mastery is not about learning more and more and more difficult stuff. Basically, once vocabulary starts to become really, really rare, it stops being that useful. I mean, the reason it's really, really rare is because we don't use it that often. So generally, you don't really need a deep understanding of those words, and they tend to be very specific technical terms anyway. Whereas what we use most of the time is what we would call the basics, the fundamental language. And the problem with this is people see the words and they think, oh, it's easy. That's beginner stuff. I'm much better than that. I don't need to spend any time on that at all. And a great example of this actually is from this week's Doing English Plus lesson. And in fact, actually, this is one of the main things we talk about in this week's Doing English Plus lesson. And the lesson starts with the phrase, hello again, Dan. And it's about two characters, two of our regular characters, Dan and his neighbor, Felix. Felix is from Sweden. He's living in the UK for a while on work. Although they're neighbors, they haven't really seen each other very often. About 2 months ago, they bumped into each other and had a chat in the hallway. Now, coming home from work, they've just bumped into each other again, and they're having a chat in the hallway again. Now, this phrase, hello again, Dan, the words are really, really simple. There is nothing difficult about the words. And what happens then is most people just dismiss this and say, oh yeah, that's beginner stuff. It's too easy for me. But when you actually start to think about what that phrase is doing, the subtle nuances in that phrase, the things that are actually going on in those three words, you start to realize actually that it goes quite deep, and it's actually very high level stuff, what I would call an extremely high level basic conversation. True mastery of a language doesn't come from learning more difficult stuff. Look, all else being equal, sure, it's better to know more words than no words at all. If you've already mastered the art of conversation, if you've mastered everything else, sure, go ahead, learn more difficult, complicated words that nobody's ever heard of. Why not? But true mastery is not about learning that stuff. True mastery of a language comes from understanding the deeper level dynamics of that language. And what I mean by that is the way that language actually works in conversation. The very subtle, often subconscious things that people are doing with language. A simple phrase such as, hello again, Dan. There is an awful lot going on below the surface with this phrase. It does certain things to the listener. The difference between hi, hello, and hello again, Dan. On the surface, they seem the same, but on a deeper level, they are very, very different. Again, true mastery of a language comes from understanding those very, very deep dynamics, which is why we spend so much time discussing those in Doing English Plus. And occasionally, I'll get somebody join and say to me, oh, this language is really, really easy. And those people are, without a doubt, almost always people who really, really struggle to use language in conversation. And the reason why is because they're stuck in this silly mindset whereby advanced English means advanced vocabulary, advanced grammar. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. We spend so much time on these extremely advanced basic conversations, because those are what are going to really help you to speak well in everyday conversation. This week's lesson, actually, the main focus point is actually building rapport and showing empathy for the listener in a small talk conversation. Again, it's a very basic conversation, but the underlying meaning, the underlying dynamics, the things that are going on below the surface are quite complicated. Understanding those quite complicated dynamics will make you a much better speaker than just learning more difficult stuff. If you're a Doing English Plus member, check it out. If you're not a Doing English Plus member, you can and should join the program by heading over to doingenglishplus.com. But regardless of whether you're a member or not, just pay attention to these things. Listen to what people say. Really think about why people say the things that they say and the things that they are doing with that language. And you will get much, much further than by wasting your time learning really difficult, rare vocabulary and stuff, which just makes you sound really bizarre when you speak. Again, you know, that language is used somewhere, but I mean, in general everyday conversation, not so much. And by the way, that student of mine did actually end up going to Edinburgh, getting a place at Edinburgh University and doing a fantastic job of her studies there. She's now back in Japan, though. That was a few years ago now, quite a few years ago. Wow, I'm getting old. I've been in Japan for 10 years now. So it must have been seven years ago now. So she's been to Edinburgh and come back. Hey, she might even be listening to this podcast. Who knows? I haven't actually had any contact with her for about 2 years now. But right, that then, I've talked enough for this week's episode of the Doing English Weekly Rant. Hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've learned something. Take this this idea, this tip I've given you here. It's a huge one. If you care to use it, take it, do use it, do apply it to your daily English learning, and you will see great progress, I'm sure. Doing English Plus members, I'll see you around in the community, and I'll see you in this week's Doing English Plus lesson. Non-members, now would be a great time to join. I've been making quite a few changes to Doing English, simplifying things just to make my life a lot easier. That is definitely to your advantage. If you've been waiting to join Two Step Speaking, I'm sorry, but you won't be able to join that course again till at least 2018. But you can and should get into the Doing English Plus program, doingenglishplus.com. I'll see you there. Thank you and goodbye. I'll also see you in episode 44. What's it going to be about? I have no idea because I haven't decided yet. Cheers. Goodbye.